any part of yourselves that may have been brittled. Amen. The Lord is healing that. The Lord is repairing that. In the name of Jesus. Now cast all your cares on me, because I care for you.
This is the year of Jesus, our redemption. For this church, okay? For Life-Giving Church International, this is the year of Jesus, our redemption. And as you have learned, if you listen to the message online, redemption is about buying you back from danger, from evil. I don't know why God gave us this theme for our church. I believe it's because, alright, God wants to save us from dangers and from evil. Do you understand what I'm saying? Alright? Jerusalem was in a state of danger. Do you remember Jesus weeping over Jerusalem? Do you remember that passage in the Bible? Why do you think Jesus was weeping? Well, because they rejected Him. Yeah, okay, they rejected Him as the Messiah. That's true. But if you read the Bible carefully, God gave us already the reason why He was actually mourning over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you only know the things that will make up for your peace, the things that will make up for your shalom, right? You know, you would rejoice at your Messiah who is here. And then He expressed His heart of why He is so sad. He was so broken. This is Jesus' own words. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I wish I can gather you like a mother hen would protect her chicks. Look, your house is left desolate. In other words, you don't know, Jerusalem, that you are in a dangerous position outside. I want to be your redemption, in other words. That's why Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem. And so, beloved of God, I just want to encourage you, right? For our church, the theme of the year is Jesus, our redemption. I believe that the Lord's desire is to deliver us not just from one evil or from two evils, but God desires to deliver us this year from all evil. Amen. Do you remember the Lord's Prayer? What was the last part of the Lord's Prayer? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From all evil, or from the evil one, right? So you have to understand, we have an enemy out there that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Because the devil knows that his time is short. the Lord is coming back soon. So if you expect the world to become better and better, we are the world. We are the children, right? Let us do more charitable work so that the world will be a better place. It's not going to happen. Apart from Jesus Christ, amen? So, I want to let you know, the world may get darker and darker this year. It's in other words, we're living in a perilous times, in the dangerous times. I don't have to tell you this, the news will tell you, okay? So I just want to let you know, God's desire. You know, do you believe that I have this theme of the year since 2015? And I've been a patient person. Since 2015, I've been waiting for this time. By the way, this is the last part of 1 Corinthians 1:30. So if you want to call it super mega series that we've been doing since 2016 for our church, this is it. This year is the final year on that verse. Right? Do you remember what 1 Corinthians 1:30 says? God has become for us wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and what was the last one? Redemption. So this is it. This is the fourth part, the final part of the super mega series, if you will, that our church have been blessed with since 2016. Do you remember the theme of the year in 2016? Jesus, our wisdom. That's right. Jesus, our wisdom. Right? What was the theme for Life-Giving Church International in 2017? Jesus, our righteousness. That's right. That was the second part of that verse, right? I'm your wisdom, and then I'm your righteousness. And then what was the theme last year?
Holiness.
Holiness. Jesus, our holiness. So I want to let you know that the Lord did not give us the theme of the year, just because, let's make up something. I believe it's for such a time as this, right? Amen? Jesus, our holiness, last year. It was just a great message. Now, do you think that there is a divine order in the Bible?
Amen.
Why not put redemption first? You know, if I were God, I would say, let's make it Jesus our redemption, because I could not wait for Jesus our redemption since 2015. I know I can't release the messages until 2019. I've been waiting for this time. You know, if I were God, I would put Jesus our redemption in 2016. But he put Jesus, our wisdom, first. Why? Because wisdom is the principal thing. Man, I can preach super charismatic message, right? But without wisdom, right? It's not going to be a revelation. Because what changes your life is not super charismatic messages. What changes your life is the Holy Spirit who will give you the personal revelation in your heart. That is what will change your life. Amen? And then I was, okay, that's fine. Jesus, our wisdom. Okay. Okay, 2017 comes, right? Let me add it. No. Jesus, our righteousness. That was in 2017, right? That is the message for my church. God is saying, oh man, I did a 50-part series on Jesus, our righteousness. Part 1 all the way to part 50, right? On Jesus, our righteousness. Now, I believe that God knows better than I really believe that there is a reason why he put such a strong emphasis on righteousness. Even if you listen even to the message that I preached as early as last Sunday, right? We have learned the channel, the cable, if you will, the fiber optics cable that God uses to give you life is actually righteousness. In other words, your pipe has to be super fast, right? Files that are like hundreds and hundreds of megabytes in size, you use telephone line, it's going to take forever. It's not going to work as good as if you use some of the stuff that is available right now, right? So that was a great message. So now I begin to see why God wanted me to preach on Jesus, our righteousness, is to make sure that you're not running on telephone lines. You're running on a fiber optics, you know, like really, really big cable, right? So that when God wants to channel peace and life, boom, you get it instantly. It does not take like a week. And then because of the problems that's been piling up that week, as if God did nothing. Where's the peace? Where's the joy? Because you're running on a telephone cable. I mean, that's the revelation that you have on Jesus. Our righteousness is so thin that if there is any joy and peace that He can send through the Holy Spirit in you, you'd be like a trickle. One drop. And you don't feel and experience the fullness of it. You don't have the HD experience. Okay? So, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that was pretty good, right? That was pretty good. Right, Brian? He's got HD everything. cut back on that. Anyway, God loves you, right? And then I was like, yeah, Lord, Jesus, our wisdom. Amen? Jesus, our righteousness. And then last year, 2018. Okay, let's talk about Jesus, our holiness. Only one more to go before we get to Jesus, our redemption, right? And last year, we talked on Jesus, our holiness. Oh, man, it's amazing. It's like the book of Hebrews came back to life. It's like the book of Hebrews. Have you watched Indiana Jones? It's like opening one secret treasure chest after another, right? It's not easy because sometimes you got things there, you know, that you have to watch out for, the landmines, right? The things that will put you back under law, right? You know, you have to be careful when you start talking in the book of Hebrews because there are parts there that can be pretty scary, right? Like, well, if a person falls, it's impossible to renew them back to repentance because it's like crucifying Christ afresh. It's like, oh my goodness, I may lose my salvation. I may lose my salvation here, right? But man, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we were able to navigate the book of Hebrews so that you gain the new covenant truths. Amen? Amen? So all this is to say, beloved of God, right? There is a reason why we post our messages online. It's for y'all, for y'all, I'm talking about you, right? Or if you cannot come because you have to attend a wedding, it's for you. Or someone who was in D.C. it's for you. Do you understand? And the messages that we put up there online, they are based on the anointing that is unshakable. Mm-hmm. Amen. That means you take the message from 2016 on Jesus, our wisdom, crank it up. Mm-hmm. You will feel as if you're back there. Amen. Right there, as if Pastor Henry is preaching afresh that message. I don't know how it works. That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is not bound by time. Do you understand? Amen? So, beloved of God, I just want to let you know, Jesus our wisdom, Jesus our righteousness, and Jesus our holiness last year. And now we're ready to talk on this final thing, on this, you know, super mega series, on the final, the fourth part, which is the Jesus our redemption. Right? So if you have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, so you can have the revelation of what I'm talking about, and your pipe is big because you have Jesus our righteousness now, right? 100 megabits per second. I mean, 1,000 megabits per second. Okay? You have also the revelation on Jesus our holiness. Right? I think you're ready for Jesus our redemption messages. Or do you think you're ready? I think you are ready. Amen. If you've been following what the Holy Spirit has been sharing with us. Amen. So I have good stuff today. I have good stuff today that will be, I believe, will be something not for you to chew on, but something that will protect you. It will protect you. There is a reason why God wants us to meet every Sunday from the first day of the week to the next first day of the week. Because God works in a 7-day cycle. The whole creation was created in what? How many days? 7 days, right? Did you know that most of the cells in your body today did not exist 7 years ago? I'm talking about physical body. Most of the cells in your body today did not exist 7 years ago. God works in a 7 cycle. Right? So I believe, you know, when you give God the best time of your week on Sunday, right, the first day of the week, you come to church, I believe that's enough supply for you for the next 7 days. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah? So I have good stuff today. By the end of this service, you will know why I was antsy about 2019. Because I saw this in 2015. But unless the Lord give me the permission to release the message, I can't do that. I can't do that. It has to be based on His timing. Based on His timing. Amen? So I believe the soil is ready. The soil is ready. It's wet. It's ready to receive the seed. And you're going to be blessed. Feature presentation. It's too late to get your popcorn now. Oh, by the way, just because I feel good, I'm not going to be put confidence on myself. Can you stretch forth your hands to me? I'm going to ask, you know, the Lord to flow through you to give me the corporate anointing. Father, I pray that you anoint my mouth, anoint my heart. I don't want to rely on my own ability to preach and teach. I depend on you entirely today to preach the word that the church really needs. And also the audience online would really need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are you ready? Right. Now, next. This is the slide that we left off from last Sunday. This is Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. And then at the bottom we have 1 Corinthians 15:56 from New King James Version Bible. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." There's a lot of things here. Alright, a lot of things. But I'm not going to do spin-offs. I want to stay on the main course. I've been patient enough for these years, so I'm going to dive in deep, Lord. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. See the part that I highlighted there in red? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So that is the main premise of this verse. Because that's the first phrase, if you will, in this verse that the Holy Spirit is emphasizing, and that is, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Say, the curse of the law. Now, listen, church. The law is holy. The problem is the curse of the law. And that is what God has redeemed you and I from. This curse of the law. Right? The issue is not the law. The law is holy. It's the curse of the law that is the problem. Now look at the second part that I highlighted there on the bottom. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Right? Say, the strength of sin is the law. Now think with me carefully what the Bible is saying. The strength of sin is the law. What does that mean, Pastor Henry? That means if you put yourself under law, you will be living a life of bondage under whatever sin that you're trying to get out of. It's a deadly cycle, in other words. Right? Because the strength of sin is the law. Okay? Now, I'm going to give this important doctrine for you to understand. Let me emphasize once again, the law is holy, the problem is the curse of it. Okay? So I'm not teaching people to break the law. I'm telling people, watch out for that curse. Because it's that curse of a law that Christ has redeemed us from.
Yeah.
And second point, you just read in the Bible that says the strength of sin is the law. As if the law is bad, right? Well, if the strength of sin is the law, that means the law is bad because it is what gives strength to sin, right? We don't want to have anything that gives strength to sin, right? But let me explain to you, the law is holy, even though it's the strength of sin. That sounds like a contradiction of terms. It's because of this. Sin, taking occasion by what is holy, which is the law, to create all kinds of sinful passions in you. In other words, sin is using what is good, the law, and use it to stir up the sinful passions that is in our flesh. Think about it, what I just said for a moment. Let me give you this illustration so that you can understand this better. Every born-again Christian has a perfect born-again spirit. However, we still have this thing called sin in the flesh. The flesh, the Bible says. Right? In Greek, sarx. Okay? The flesh. There's no English translation for the flesh. You can read the Message Bible, you can read New Living Translation Bible. Bible in today's English language, if they try to translate the flesh as physical body, not accurate. How many of you know there is a word in the Bible that cannot be translated? The flesh is the flesh. Mm-hmm. Some people try to make it more readable and say, well, the flesh is just your outward appearance. You know, what you look, you know, the dress that you wear. That's, you know, that's the flesh stuff, you know, based on the external things. Still not accurate. You cannot explain the flesh. Okay? Now, what happens for Christians, because we still have this thing called sin in the flesh, right? This dirt is still in our flesh. Without a spoon, like a silver spoon, to stir up the dirt, right? It's still going to be there, but it's not going to cause any problems. Now think of the law like that silver spoon that stirs up the dirt that's already in our flesh. So is it because the law is bad? No. It just stirs up what's already in there. Sin. Is this too difficult or easy to understand? I'm trying to make it as simple as possible that I did not get. Okay, when I was going through a lot of discipleship class or whatever you call it. Okay? It's something that is pretty advanced, but by the help of the Holy Spirit, once you understand this, the frustration level in your life can dissipate more and more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like, man, I heard people say that my spirit is perfect. How come I still have wrong thoughts? You know, sometimes I still have wrong tendencies. And then they feel like, maybe I'm not born again. Let's pray that sinner's prayer again. Lord, save me, you know. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Because they don't understand that even though your spirit is perfect, but we still have sin in the flesh. And sin can take advantage of the law to stir up the sinful passion in you so that sin will become exceedingly sinful. Do you understand? Anyway, enough said about that. That's not really what I was trying to get, but I just want to make sure you know that the law is holy. Okay? But Jesus redeemed us from its curse.
Yeah.
Right? And also, by the help of the Holy Spirit, God wants us to live under grace, not under law. Because sin can take advantage of a law, which is good and holy, right? To strengthen sin even more. Do you understand? So, beloved of God, I want to encourage you. How should I say this? Allow the Holy Spirit in you to guard what you are listening and what you are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you are listening and what you are watching can affect your heart, and what affects your heart, all right, you know, is likely going to be the predominant thing in your life. So if you are occupied with messages that has a mixture of law and grace, there's something about law and grace. If there is 10 messages on grace, one message on law, the flesh tends to remember that one message on law. That's the problem with mixture. Right? All right. I think we are clear on this, right? So I can move on to the my favorite things. This is my favorite things. Finally, here, next. What we are redeemed from. Amen? So now I'm going to give you the details. God gave you kind of like a 3,000 foot view. I have redeemed you from the curse of the law. Now, I'm going to give you the details specifically of what you and I have been redeemed from. Don't you want to know?
Amen.
Right? It's like this. It's like this. You just know that someone has given you an inheritance. You have the news. Some relatives that has passed away, they say that you are the one that is supposed to receive the inheritance. right? You're supposed to be happy, right? Yeah, I'm gonna get an inheritance. But I don't know what this inheritance is. It can be from a $100 bill, or it can be a cat or something. I don't know. What is this inheritance? Somebody's okay. It can be a $100 bill, right? It can be a ring, but I don't know exactly what kind of ring it is, right? It can be a painting, an antique painting. I don't know. Now you know, because I'm going to give you the specifics of what we are redeemed from. Ready? Next. Deuteronomy 28:16. This is from a New Living Translation Bible. This is the curse of the law. The specific curse of a law mentioned in Deuteronomy 28:16. Your towns and your fields will be affected by this curse. Beloved of God, because of Jesus, our redemption, your towns and your fields will be blessed.
Amen.
Somebody,
hallelujah.
Are you happy or are you happy? Okay.
Yes.
Look at the reverse, beloved of God.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you appreciate Jesus more?
Yes.
He has redeemed us from the curse of a law. It says your towns and your fields will be blessed if you have Jesus, our redemption revelation here. Again, the Holy Spirit went through the length of explaining to you. Do not forget Jesus, our wisdom. Do not forget Jesus, our righteousness. Do not forget Jesus, our holiness, so that you can have this. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Do you understand? We don't want to skip a step. There's a reason why God mentioned wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. It will come to pass in our lives as we grow more and more in the knowledge of Jesus, our redemption. The Bible says, Raleigh Durham will be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill too, Pastor. Sure.
Yes.
That's part of the towns, right? Or the cities, right? Look at the second part. Your fields will be blessed. In other words, your business will be blessed. Because God says your fields will be blessed. So if you are in a business of like the juicing machine, that's your field. That field specifically will be blessed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes? Ah, thank you, Jesus. So what you've been redeemed from? Your towns, your fields have been redeemed. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready for the next one? You wanna know the next one that you've been redeemed from?
Yes.
Okay, let's give him the next one. Verse 17. This is from the New English Translation Bible, Deuteronomy 28. Your basket and your mixing bowl will be blessed. I thought to myself, what's the big deal? My basket supposed to be blessed? And your mixing bowl, in another translation, your breadboard.
Mm.
Or another translation, your bread bowl will be blessed. I thought, that's so menial, that's so day-to-day. Why do you think we need the blessings of God in our basket and mixing bowl?
Mm.
Right? Because, you know, we don't know. What kind of things that can contaminate
Right.
our fruit baskets
mm-hmm.
and our mixing bowls. Well, Pastor, you don't know, I put a lot of antibacterial thing, you know, I wash my dishes thoroughly, you know. You never know. Without the blessing, you know, God put this on a purpose. He said, I'm going to bless your basket and your mixing bowl. Amen, beloved of God?
Amen.
Wow, we never thought of this. God is so practical. Even our basket and our mixing bowl will be blessed.
Amen?
Father, I think they have had enough here. You want more?
Yes.
One more. Vernon says so. Deuteronomy 28, verse 18. Okay. Next. This is, by the way, NLT is New Living Translation Bible, right? It says, your children and your crops will be blessed. Your son, your daughter will be blessed. Man, I don't want you, man. I want my daughter to be blessed. Amen. More and more now with this revelation that I've got. You know? Your crops will be blessed. I thought to myself, I'm not a farmer, Lord. I don't have any crop. How does it apply to me? And look at the next part. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. No. That's not for me. I'm not a farmer. I don't have crops, right? I don't have to deal with herds and flocks. And then the Lord tells me how this is related to the food supply that I eat every day. Because your crop is where your vegetables come from, your salad. Right? And then the herds and the flocks, that's where your chicken, your pork, your lambs, right? I said, wow, I did not know that. I may not be a farmer, but did you know that even the farmers, they eat their own crops and stuff? So, Lord, I'm expecting, right? The vegetables that I'm taking and the meat that I'm taking to be blessed.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
That's why the Holy Spirit started the service today. Do not take things for granted. Mm-hmm. Right? Amen, beloved of God?
Amen. Amen.
Now, do you think that this blessing of God is something that will be, just for the next 24 hours? Or do you think that with this revelation now, right, you will have peace on what you eat? All the way from the mixing bowl, from the mixing bowl to the romaine, to the everything, right, is going to be something that the Lord bless. And by the way, the blessing of God is not just to protect you from those contamination. The blessing of God is to cause you to have the benefits from maybe that salad that you take. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, it works as advertised, right? All the benefits of, well, you know, this salad contains, you know, X amount of vitamin A's and vitamin C's, it will actually be so blessed, right? It will be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Based on this verse.
Yes.
Amen? Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
Yes.
And all the time. God is so very, very good. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So, church, with this, I just like to encourage you to be thankful, number one, right, for the protection of God and not take it for granted. And also, to have a blessed sense, to have a blessed sense in your life, that wherever you are and whatever you do, you will be blessed.
Yes. Amen.
And if there are any areas of your life that seems to be not blessed, don't be mad at God. Mm-hmm. It's not because God is not faithful with His Word. Perhaps you need to go back to Jesus, our wisdom. Amen. Go back to Jesus, our wisdom messages. Make sure your foundation is strong. Right? Yeah, that's it. That's right. Make sure your foundation is strong. Jesus put it this way. A house that is strong when the winds come, when the storms come. The difference between the house that falls apart, a family that falls apart, and the family that remains standing is the foundation of that house. Right? So, I want you to meditate on this. I'm going to throw in one last thing. Give them the last one. So, I'm not withholding anything good for him. This is truly the last one for this slide. Look, wherever you go and whatever you do, you'll be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, man, that's like almost like wow, it's got to be God. I mean this is not man's promise. There's no way. There's no self-help books. There's no 10-step program, 11-step program, 10 habits, 12 habits of men that can give you the audacity to say that wherever you go and whatever you do, you'll be blessed. This has to be Jesus, our redemption,
yes,
promise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
None of us has arrived where wherever you go, whatever you do, all your children,
yes,
your crops, your herds, your flocks, your fruit basket, your mixing bowl, and Raleigh, Durham.
Yes. Amen.
And that field that you are currently working on, I don't claim I have perfect blessing in all these areas. That's why we all need to grow in the revelation of Jesus, our redemption. Amen. Let's stand up, church. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, I just want to let you know that God bless you. God's going to bless you, amen, as you grow more and more in this revelation of Jesus, our redemption. At least if you miss a church, okay, you know, if it's available online, I want you to make sure to listen to it, what you missed. And then if the Holy Spirit says, go over it again, go over it again. Allow the Holy Spirit to make it into a deeper and deeper revelation. Amen. Remember, we're living in a dangerous times. We're living in a perilous times. But in spite of the dangers outside, we can be protected by Jesus as our redemption, so that we don't have to break His heart. We don't have to cause Jesus to weep like He wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I wish that you would gather under my wings and let me be your redemption. Let Jesus be your redemption throughout this week. Amen.